Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. A first episode of the week here, Tuesday, January 16th. Offseason's in full swing. We're in the divisional round. Bill Belichick is no longer the Patriots coach. It looks like Mike McCarthy, Nick Sirianni could be on their way out. Pete Carroll is no longer with the Seahawks. Some of these moves it's been an insane offseason from a coaching tree perspective. I'll hit on that a little bit, and we'll get more into that on Friday's episode. As well as a special Saturday episode this week. We're back to three pods a week. Two will be on the Turn on the Jets podcast feed here on, you know, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And there'll be a special announcement later in the week for the third episode that'll be running weekly on Saturdays. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be some really exciting stuff. I think people that are, you know, Badlands, TOJ subscribers will be quite happy with some of the news there. But obviously now we're into the offseason. Jets picking 10th. We know their schedule for next year in terms of opponents. We know that likely will not be many, if at all, staff changes. Lots to kind of discuss. This is a huge, obviously, offseason, probably the biggest offseason. And I guess we've said this a million times, but likely the biggest offseason in team history, at least in recent memory, in my opinion. The amount of pressure they have going into 2024, the amount of all-in nature it's going to be from the head coach, the GM, the quarterback, some of this, you know, most of this roster, the expectations are going to be quite high, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers coming back for, you know, a second year, obviously first real year, you know, with the team. And there's just a lot to get that's going to go into this 2024 offseason. And, you know, I'll be breaking down some of the offense and, you know, kind of resources the Jets have and things like that with a special guest on Friday. But, you know, I want to get into a little bit of the defense. The defense is a little straightforward here, but kind of just an offseason outlook on, you know, what to expect from the Jets offseason in terms of needs, who's going to be back, who's not. And again, you know, as we get into more of the draft stuff, I'll be down in Mobile, be down in Indy as well for the combine and things like that, like I am every year. So we'll have some really good insight and things from that. But yeah, like I said, I wanted to start with the defense here. This will be a shorter episode. Friday and Saturdays will be a, you know, much longer format. Look, from a defensive perspective, this is a defense first in the EPA per play over the last 2 years. Really talented group, obviously, you know, as we know, won the Jets a lot of football games the last 2 years. I would say a majority of their wins were because of their defense, obviously only 14 of them, unfortunately, over the last 2 years. But, you know, working with bottom one quarterback play, bottom two or three offensive line play, you know, and things of that nature, this defense has been awesome. You know, obviously Sauce Gardner is named the first team All-Pro late last week, as well as Quincy Williams. Huge honors there. Really exciting stuff. Two core pieces that you can build around. CJ Mosley played at a Pro Bowl, all pro level, you know, majority of 2023. Bryce Huff had the most sacks a Jets edge rusher has had since 2005 with John Abraham. Quinton Williams, Pro Bowler, should have been an all pro. I'm not really sure how that kind of happened. Finished, you know, fifth in, you know, all pro voting, but was sensational this year. Jermaine Johnson took a huge year two leap. DJ Reed played really well. Michael Carter was probably, if not the best slot corner in football, one of the three or four best slot corners in football. He was spectacular. He's a guy who's, you know, due an extension here. If not this offseason, should very much be getting extended next offseason and brought back. You know, even guys like Solomon Thomas had a career year in terms of production. Quinn Jefferson had a really nice year up until he got hurt. You know, you saw some flashes from Will McDonald, didn't play a lot, obviously. Tony Adams, first year as a starter, thought did some really nice things. Obviously, two really clutch interceptions. I guess or three. Had a really nice year as a whole. Didn't tackle particularly awesome, but Jordan Whitehead had some moments where he looked really good. Some moments where he struggled. But overall, this defense again was awesome in 2023, and I expect them to be even better in 2024. I think playing without having this immense pressure on them to be perfect every game will help them. I think the turnovers should continue to go up. I think the sack numbers should go up. I think they'll be able to add a little bit to this defense in terms of a run-stuffing defensive tackle, whether that be bringing back an Al Woods, drafting somebody, signing a guy in free agency. I think that's a need for this team. Just getting a big, big body at defensive tackle next to Aquino Williams on early downs. Obviously, the Jets do a lot with John Franklin Myers, some Jermaine Johnson, Michael Clements as well, next to Quinn on some pass downs. But, that early down guy, I think, is a need for the Jets this offseason. I think, Ashton Davis had a really nice year as that kind of safety three, filled in some at safety two, was, a turnover merchant, which was awesome. He's a guy the Jets need to look to bring back, homegrown guy. He's started to really develop here. Been starting to stay healthy. The instincts for the ball have always never really been a problem. It's been kind of consistency within tackling and angles. He looked pretty good this year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry in to Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
And Jordan Whitehead potentially could be a guy that walks. Do the Jets fill that with a Chuck Clark coming off injury? Do they bring back an Ashton Davis? Things of that nature. They address safety maybe on day three of the draft. The Jets have seemed to, obviously with the Tony Adams and things like that, they've kind of taken the approach of safety being kind of the position they probably spend the least on, on this defense. Bernard Converse, a guy they drafted last year, kind of redshirt year. Does he kind of get the Tony Adams treatment where he ends up being a starter next year? Kind of a lot to discuss there. And in terms of other defensive guys, the Solomon Thomases, Quentin Jeffersons of the world, Al Woods, we'll see what the Jets end up doing there. Some of those guys may have priced themselves out of returning. Some of those other guys, it's kind of a take it or leave it. Did some nice things. I think a Bryce Hall will probably not be back. Brandon Echols is a really nice cornerback three. The Jets will likely look to restructure DJ Reed. John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, guys like that to create a ton of cap space. Yeah, from those three guys, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Michael Clements. Went into year three, struggled, had some moments this year that weren't pretty with getting hot-headed and getting in a lot of altercations towards the end of the year. He's not so subtly going on his age 27 season already, which is crazy to think about. But again, I think the biggest thing, do they look to restructure CJ Mosley or extend him to lower his cap number? Those are some questions I have. Again, DJ Reed and Michael Carter guys you could extend now, but with the way the team's looking, do they wait, we restructure Reed things of that nature. Do they bring back Whitehead or go in a different direction? But the biggest, obviously, talking point, we've talked about on this podcast a million times, do the Jets figure out a way to bring Bryce Huff back? Talking to Bryce, I think he wants to be back here. I think he wants to get paid just like he should. He's an undrafted free agent who's made it, gotten better every year. The analytic numbers have been special. Second highest pass rush win rate in the NFL this year next to Michael Parsons. A bazillion pressures, the 10.5 sacks, as I mentioned. It's only getting better and should only get better as, 2024 rolls on if the Jets play with a lead. But at the end of the day, the Jets kind of dropped the ball here. Should have extended him last offseason, had a chance to do so, did not. Could have extended him in season, chose not to. I don't know if the Jets use a franchise tag on him, which would be about $22 or $23 million guaranteed. I'm not sure they do that. They could tag and trade him. That is obviously an option. But if they were to do that, they can only trade him for a pick. It cannot be for a player. I've seen some Davante Adams for, Bryce Huff stuff. That cannot happen if the Jets tag him. I just think it'd be a real shame if you're the Jets, 25-year-old, premium position edge rusher, guy who rushes the passer better than most anybody in the NFL, especially in this system. Maybe he isn't a three-down player, but shit, who cares? The Jets have been searching for pass rush for 15 years here. I know people have talked about his cap number. If you extend him, you can manipulate that in a much better way, whether it's 4 years, whether it's a backloaded contract. The easy answer is extend Bryce Huff. I think, he ends up with something in the 3 for $55 to $3 for $60 million range, $28 to $30 million guaranteed. And you hope it's with the Jets. It'd be a real shame, to watch him walk. I know a lot of people are excited about Will McDonald, Jermaine Johnson, JFM, all good players. Not saying they're not. They don't rush the passer, at least at this point in their careers, the way Bryce does. And, Bryce is the same age as Jermaine Johnson. 3 years younger than JFM. He's same age as Will McDonald, or a year older than Will McDonald. I just be a real, real shame. So, offseason needs, again, figuring out that second safety spot, figuring out Bryce Huff is number one, two, and three priorities. And then run stuffing defensive tackle and trying to find a developmental middle linebacker to kind of start to fill CJ Mosley's shoes as he gets older here, maybe learn underneath him. Those are the three things I'm looking at there. Again, expect restructures at JFM, Quinnen, potentially DJ Reed as well. Maybe an extension for Michael Carter. Maybe that happens later in the offseason. Those are the things I'd be looking at. Again, shorter, form episode here. Again, Friday episode, we'll have a full offensive in-depth breakdown, and then Saturday. Looking like there'll be some, kind of exciting news there in terms of, myself and, doing some stuff with Badlands. So be on the lookout for that. Again, appreciate everybody for listening. Looking forward to an exciting offseason ahead, but, enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll talk to you guys again on Friday.